The word perseverance comes from the Greek word hupomone. And this particular word is used 32 times in the New Testament, and it's used 7 times in the book of Revelation. It is primarily translated with the word patience, but it also means endurance. It means, it has to do also with long suffering and steadfastness. I want to read to you what Joseph Thayer says about this word. First of all, it is described as a cheerful or hopeful endurance. Not just enduring, but doing so in a cheerful way and with hope. And Thayer says of this particular word, in the New Testament, the characteristic of a man who has not swerved from his deliberate purpose. Now think about that. A man who will not swerve from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. What this word means is that, guess what, brothers? You're going to go through some tough times in your life. You're going to go through some tough days. You're going to have some trials and tribulations. And the question for us, for each one of us, is can we endure with patience and even with joy the sufferings that we are going to go through, and can we stay connected to and committed to our original purpose? Well, what is our original purpose? Well, when we become children of God, whatever our purpose was before that changes. And when we become children of God, our purpose becomes to live a life that glorifies God. And that becomes our new purpose, because guess what? We become new men. And when we become new men, we gain a new purpose, and the purpose is to live a life that glorifies God. And the question is that regardless of the trials and the struggles and the tribulations that we have in our life, can we remain committed to that original purpose for the rest of our life? I wish that I could tell you that it was easy. I wish that I could tell you that you don't have to think about it. I wish that I could tell you can just coast through life. But the problem is that there is a being called Satan, and he is alive and well. And he is going to throw trials and tribulations at us as much as he possibly can. And in Revelation chapter 1, if you look at verse 9, John is the author of the book, of course, and he says, I am your brother and fellow partaker. And then he uses 3 words. Our English Bibles usually say tribulation, the kingdom, and perseverance. Your Bible might say endurance. That's one of the ways this word hupomone is translated. John uses the word thlipsis. That's the word for trials and struggles and tribulations in your life. He uses the word basileia. That's the word for kingdom. We are all in the kingdom together. And then he uses this word hupomone. And then John says, I'm your brother and fellow partaker. That what he's saying is that whatever you're going through in your life, whatever struggles and trials and tribulations you're going through in your life, I want you to know that you're not going to walk alone, because I'm going to be with you. I'm going to walk with you. And that word perseverance means, hupomone, that as long as you have to endure this, as long as you have to go through this, I will not walk away from you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to stand beside you. And then John gives us, in Revelation chapter 1, a beautiful picture of what this is about. And what he says is, not only am I going to be with you, not only will you have other brothers and sisters who will be with you, but don't ever forget that Jesus Christ will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. Whatever you have to endure, however long you persevere, you remember what Paul said at the end of his life? He talked about the different people, some of them who had forsaken him. He, on one occasion, he said, no man stood with me. Then he said, but the Lord stood with me. The Lord never forsook me. The Lord was with me all the time. And then in Revelation chapter 1, starting in about verse 13, John gives to us a description of Jesus. He talked about a voice like a sound of a trumpet. In verse 12, he said, I turned to see the voice, and he gives us this image of Jesus. And as a part of this image of Jesus, he talks about that he had a long robe on, He has hair that is white like wool, like snow. He has eyes are like a flame of fire. And then if you look at verse 15, he has feet like burnished bronze, some Bibles say. Others say like fine brass, as if they had been made to glow in a furnace. I believe that this is the first of more than 300 references in the book of Revelation to the Old Testament. Revelation 1:15. You recall the biblical account of three young men by the name of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know the history. These men were teenagers, according to Daniel chapter 1, when they first went into captivity. By the time you get to Daniel chapter 3, there are some scholars that believe they were as old as 30. We don't know for a fact, but they were still young men. Nebuchadnezzar had made a decree made this image, and you have to bow down and worship this image. And if you don't, you're going to be punished for that. And he received word that there were these three Hebrew captives, young men who refused to bow down. He called them into his presence. He interviewed them, as it were. He said, I get word that you haven't fell down and worshiped the idol that I made. And you know what they said? They said, no, we haven't, and we're not going to do it. We're not going to. Now, if you've ever had teenage boys in your home, you might have heard that before. I'm not going to do it. Well, this was a good time to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to bow down and worship that idol. And Nebuchadnezzar says, oh, yes, you are. And they say, no, we're not. And Nebuchadnezzar said, if you don't, what God is going to deliver you? Now, by the way, if you've got an English translation of the Bible and it says what God will deliver you, you'll notice that word God is a small g. It's a small g. And they said, we serve a God. And their words were, we know that he can deliver us. We don't know whether he will or not, but we know that he can. And whether he chooses to or not, we're not going to bow down and worship your idol. We are going to remain faithful to God. So Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going to give you one more chance. And they play the music. They refuse to bow down. And you know what Nebuchadnezzar told them? Turn the heat up. My Bible says seven times hotter than it had previously been. These boys were probably in their clothes. They probably bound them, tied them with ropes. They threw them in the furnace. And sometime later, Nebuchadnezzar comes back. Now, the Bible, the way the Bible reads in Daniel chapter 3, it looks like boom, boom, boom. I don't know that that's the way it happened. I don't know if he threw them in the fire, he saw that they weren't burning, and then he pulled them out. I don't know. But what I do know is that there was some time that elapsed. I don't know how long between the time he threw them in the fire, bound with ropes, until he comes back and he opens the door, whatever they have to do. And by the way, that fire was real fire. It was so hot it killed the men who threw them in the fire, if you think it wasn't real. And Nebuchadnezzar says, I don't see three men who are bound. I see four. And in my Bible, it says that one is like a son of the gods. One is like a son of the gods. And by the way, the word God there is a small g. Now, look, you don't have to agree with what I'm about to say. You may disagree with me. If you do, I hope we can still be friends. And I hope you're okay with being wrong. No, that's, I know I can be wrong about this, but I believe with all of my heart that that was Jesus Christ in that fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And I believe that Nebuchadnezzar, not even knowing it, was half right about what he said. One is like a son of a god. No, it wasn't like a son of a god, it was the son of the God. And I believe that it was in a pre-incarnate form. He came down and he stood beside Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you remember what happened? He came, pulled them out of the fire. And Nebuchadnezzar made a new decree that now from this day forward, all the people of all the land will worship. Are you ready for this? The God, large capital G, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who knows, brothers? Who knows that there's not going to be a moment in your life and in my life when we stand up for God and we persevere no matter how hot the fire is. There may be some men here today and you feel like that you're in the midst of the fire and you feel like that Satan has turned up the heat about 7 times. And there have been days in my life I felt like he turned the heat up. But here's what I know, that Jesus Christ never left. And he will not leave you. And he will not forsake you. Those young men taught us the meaning of faith. And with all due respect to our brother sitting up here, they were the real deal. And may God help us. May God help us when we are in the fire and it feels like that Satan has turned up the heat 7 times, that we will know that we have other brothers around the world who will stand beside us, but more than anything, that we serve a God, we serve a Savior who will never leave us or forsake us. And a man of perseverance will understand that, and he will live his life accordingly, knowing that he will not walk away from us. Neither will we walk away from him. No matter how hot the fire gets, no matter how difficult life may be, we have the promise that he will not walk away from us. And a man of perseverance will never, ever walk away from him. May God help you, and may God help me as we persevere, even when it feels like we're in the fire and it feels like the Satan has turned up the heat 7 times. May we show the world and all the people around us what it means to be a man of perseverance.